very big welcome back to the Very Small Podcast. This week I'm feeling nostalgic. I'm gasping for an actual pint in an actual glass, shoved across an actual bar to me by an actual barman. So here is my ode, an ode to my last night out. Since we last saw this text, it's been over a year. I'm just around the corner. I'm almost here. The 103 was late, feckin' bus is shite. Will you do me a favour and grab me a pint? You rush in the front door and there they are, your pals. You know, it's pints, chats and laughter, a bop with the gals. Your love and life, keep those drinks flowing. Jesus, is that the time? Girls, I better get going. Fond memories of waiting at 2:40 a.m. at Bussara station, and it's late yet again. High heels in one hand, bag of chips in another. Who's that ringing my phone? I bet it's my mother. Once on the bus, the lad behind me is getting sick, and the bus man keeps driving. Jesus Christ, what a prick. We're driving for hours, and I keep nodding off. Oh, the Ballywin Road. Oh shit, wait, that's my stop. At this stage now, the straight path seems windy. I trip over and stumble. Lucky there's no one behind me. And just at this stage, I want to sleep on the floor. Is that number 39? I'm at my front door. I look in the mirror. My makeup is in bits. But I won't wash it off. No, not even a rinse. I hit the pillow hard. I'm out like a light. Can't wait to do that again. What a great night. Little did I know it would be a long time. A year of masks, lockdowns and gigging online. When will we bop again? Only time will tell. But to the barman, bouncers and beloved pints, I hope you're keeping well.
Now it's time for a new section of the show, Small Talk, with Emily Ashmore and Stuart Lambert. This week, politics.
Owen Murphy just recently quit politics to pursue other interests that he couldn't pursue while being in politics. So like those other interests were like, you know, being a compassionate human being, telling the truth and fucking up a whole generation's chances to get a mortgage. On a way, actually, I think that last one, that's the only thing he managed to do when he was in politics.
Yeah, I guess when it comes to politics, I keep my eye on it. I wouldn't obsess over it. You know, I'd be a day player, if that's a phrase that's in existence. But when it comes to an election, I would pay a lot more attention. I'd do some research and then I'd vote. But I kind of compare that to porn, because as soon as the election is over and the winner is announced, I lose all interest and turn it off.
Now for a nice story. 98-year-old Maura McGee had led quite the life. Born in 1923, she grew up in the west coast of Ireland, and when World War II broke out, she moved to London to assist in the war effort. After the war, she moved back to the old country, where she met the love of her life, Fergal the farmer. After raising 19 children to adulthood, now with 174 grandchildren, Maura hoped to spend her golden years sailing around the world on her recent passion of cruising. When COVID hit, Maura was docked on the west coast of Ireland. She took this opportunity to write her account in London during World War II, something she wanted to do for years. Self-published through Indigo Books, her new book, Hitler and Me, was released last week, and in the studio here we have Sam Nicholson to review the book. Sam, you're very welcome to the show. What a lovely story. What's your verdict?
Drivel. Absolute drivel.
I don't know who she had helping her with this book, but some of the sentences don't even make sense. For example, page 94 in the chapter entitled Cabbage and Rocks, where she spends most of the chapter describing her love of cabbage, she writes, "Everybody hated Hitler, including my father, who delivered two calves that day before he refunded my Aunt Nora for the jam she stole."
Right.
Here's another, on page 432 in the chapter entitled Cow. She writes, "I felt sorry for the Jews. I'll have this slice of cake before I head off to Aldi."
Right. Okay.
Nearly every sentence is like that. I could spend the whole day here, honestly.
That's okay, you know. That's fine. I think we've gotten the message. Well, I suppose you can get your copy of Hitler and Me in your local bookshop at the price of 74 euro. All right. That's it for this week. Thanks. Bye.